Welcome back to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 training course. In this presentation, Peter Meyer is going to talk about how to programmatically extend analysis services and how to access and manage analysis services from clients and applications.
Right, so it's very much the story of where does the developer fit in here, as in the .NET developer. So let's introduce this by introducing this diagram. Pretty much when we communicate with analysis services, whether it's across the WAN or across using TCP/IP internally, the client applications that will communicate with the server, we're going to talk from a .NET perspective, there are object libraries already available to you. So ADOMD.NET, for example, is an extension of ADO.NET that caters to the multi-dimensional world. That's what the MD stands for. So if you need to connect to a database and execute a command and retrieve a reader object, this is all there. And so it's just a variation on what you might already be familiar with using ADO.NET with relational stores.
The key difference is that we're not dealing with two-dimensional result sets anymore, right?
You're dealing with a multi-dimensional result set. So the object that comes back is a cell set. And so you enumerate the axes and you enumerate the members on the axes, and at the intersection you'll find the cells.
Right.
And it's worth adding here, it's actually an unusual requirement to do this a lot of the time, because there is such a wealth of rich client applications already built. They're already delivered in Excel, for example. Excel is already a business intelligence client that connects to Cube. So it's often very specific requirements. It's unusual that you'd be building a Cube browser yourself, simply because there's a lot of good products already out there, and those features already exist in common applications.
But if you needed to, that's your API.
If you needed to query and consume the result from a Cube, then you can do it programmatically, and this is how you would achieve it. The second object library there is AMO, Analysis Management Objects, that isn't concerned with the database querying, it's concerned with managing the database. So the care and feeding that we need to use analysis services often requires processing dimensions and cubes to synchronize them with the underlying data stores.
Adding another partition.
Adding partitions, creating roles, anything to manage the database objects can be achieved programmatically using AMO. So the last thing to point out here is that ADOMD.NET has a server equivalent. This allows you to extend the capabilities of the query language, MDX, multi-dimensional expressions, by introducing your own functions. So you have particular requirements that the already comprehensive query language has. You can use your .NET skills. Deploy an assembly to the database or to the server, and then you can extend the capabilities of your queries. In addition, you can produce store procedures. So you need to make it clear that these are akin to the CLR store procedures that the relational engine has, not the procedure ones that you can write. But you can write .NET store procedures that can be called within your connections to analysis services. So this is summarized here on this slide with the analysis services APIs. We have AMO, .NET based and suitable for managed code programs to develop management applications to administer databases. And ADOMD.NET, again .NET based and an extension of ADO.NET that allows you to connect to the databases and retrieve and manipulate data. And finally, the server equivalent to extend MDX with .NET stored procedures. So a quick word about these. The .NET stored procedures, they can integrate the multi-dimensional engine with the common language runtime. Developers can write store procedures. Assemblies are registered with a server instance or database, and we can call them directly using the call, or we can use them in line within the MDX functions. Okay, I include some resources for you to follow through with, and there we go.
Fantastic. Thanks, Peter. So all you developers should have a good understanding now of kind of the API surface area of analysis services. Now we can start to drill down in future presentations on how to actually build those solutions. Great.
Correct.
Thanks, Peter.